Blog Talk Radio.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, yeah, we making love like Usher in the club. Come on. Little mama got her eyes on me. We throw a half on a baby in the VIP. Let's go. We bustin' champagne corks in the air. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere.
Yes,
all days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor stepping with a very freaky girl. Pop a champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my final. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. Politickin' with a model body looking like a bottle. Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on genius. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary, shawty, what's your resume? I'ma play the full court press, she love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline to blame it on the alcohol. I got a star struck, 2 hands up in the back of the VIP playing 2 hand touch. Yeah. Bottle after bottle is on, and I'm gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Got the champagne, we coppin' Patron, taking shots till it's gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Yeah. I'm drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light. We gon' party till the lights come on. It's a Kodak moment tonight. We get right. We gon' party till the lights come on. Damn, you look good, girl, back that ass up. Step behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up.
Whoa.
Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor.
Yes.
My future looking bright, taking off like NASA.
Yo.
Smoking on homegrown fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska. Storybook finished at the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, in love with a rapper. Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash.
Yo.
I'm in the club like 50 Cent, getting bit. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent. Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Whole damn club on fire, getting their groove on. Shorty grinding on me and doing the damn thing. My crew doing the same. Bling, bling, that's a fly guy thing. Pop the bottle, whap the bottle with song. And I'm gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Got the champagne, the coffee, Patron. Taking shots till it's gone. We gon' party till the lights come on.
Yeah.
I'm drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light. We gon' party till the lights come on. It's a Kodak moment tonight. We get right. We gon' party till the lights come on. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We throw a half on the baby in the VIP. Let's go. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We throw a half on the baby in the VIP. Let's go.
Yes, 646-595-4038. Once again, 646-595-4038. Welcome to Hot Sugar. I am your host, Heaven Hollywood. And we have a lot of things going on today. Once again, it's Saturday night, 11 p.m. All the tea is going on. Mainly, the world over the past, well, it's been about 24 hours now since it was over. 24 hours ago, last night, so it's been 24 hours, this Bruce Jenner thing took place. I knew it was coming. The world should have known it was coming. They should have seen the transformation right in front of their face. Anyone who couldn't see it was just strictly delusional, blind, or just plain damn stupid. But we saw this transformation coming, and there was whispers about it. I mean, what rumor, okay, for the people that didn't want to believe it, what rumor is going to start that Bruce Jenner is changing genders? I mean, that had to be true. That had to be true. Then you start seeing the hair grow out and the face. It seemed like he was doing things to his face, trying to, Botox and smooth the skin out. And then the incident about him shaving his Adam's apple, because that's the old urban legend. Well, it's not an urban legend, but that's the first thing people look for when they try to determine whether someone's a transgender or not. Does he have an Adam's apple? If he has an Adam's apple, he's a man. you know, so. But when I went on to, you know, paparazzi kind of ruined it for me a little bit because I wanted to go into the interview not knowing what to expect. But then when the pictures got leaked a couple of days ago of him standing out in front of his house or wherever he was in a damn dress, like people weren't going to see that, I guess, you know, the paparazzis had the extra shotgun camera or what have you, and they caught him out there with a dress on in front of the front lawn. And then I said, wow. I know we did see the flashes of the, you know, the fingernail polish and this and that. So I want to ask my question to people tonight is, how do you feel now about Bruce Jenner? I know the politically correct answer. Everyone's coming on Twitter. Oh, I'm so proud of Bruce. Oh, Bruce is my hero. Oh, this, that, and the other. Because everyone wants to say the politically correct thing. We're living now in a politically correct world. But cops are still shooting unarmed black men dead. 646-595-4038. Everyone's politically correct, except they don't want to tell the truth that white cops are gunning down unarmed Negroes. 646-595-4038. Hot sugar. Reaction to the interview with Bruce Jenner. So we didn't know anything about how the Kardashians felt about it. The Kardashians have a image to protect. Bruce Jenner's been married, was married, what, two times prior to Kris Jenner? And they seem to have given him support. But then Kris Jenner said no comment. Okay, and but during the interview, Perez Hilton, known celebrity gossip blogger, said, hey, so all the other wives said, you know, gave him support, and Kris Jenner says no comment. So Kris Jenner tweeted out to Perez Hilton, F you, Perez, I was never asked to comment. Matter of fact, I'm sitting here with Bruce right now watching this interview. Bruce Jenner had 10 children, 6 children with his 3 wives, as well as the 4 stepkids, which is, you know, Khloe, Kim, Courtney, and Rob. Listen. Well, I think we should start taking Bruce Jenner. Let's we're all for change, right? Let's make that change. Let's take Bruce Jenner off of the Wheaties box and get him on the Fruit Loops box, 646-595-4038. That's 646-595-4038. It's Hot Sugar, Twitter Rants, Instagram, T, Porn, and Reality TV. Kanye West, we're going to get back to Bruce Jenner because we're going to tell you the 11 things we learned from a Bruce Jenner interview. Kanye West deleted, and all for my hot sugar people out there, Jimmy Ace and everyone else out there, I want this up on Twitter. Kanye West, it's at Kanye West, or at Kanye, we'll find out what he is, deleted all of his Tidal, or whatever it's called, title tweets off of his Twitter. Because word had it that this thing is starting to fold already. Damn, it ain't been a month. So to all my hot sugar, let's out there doing a tweet. I want to hear some of the Kanye West supporters and the Jay-Z supporters. At Kanye West, leaving Jay-Z. And this is something that goes way deeper than this title or whatever it's called. And if everyone knows what I'm talking about. If you follow Hot Sugar and you follow my blogs and you follow me on Instagram, listen, this Jay-Z and Kanye West thing has been unraveling since this wedding. You know it and I know it. It's not just Tidal, Tidal, whatever the hell it's called. This thing has been unraveling with them since Kanye married Kim Kardashian. And Jay-Z was a no-show at the man who called him Big Brother and made a record dedicated to him, calling him Big Brother, was supposed to be his best man at his wedding. And not only was he not his best man, he didn't even show up. And what people telling me, say, oh, so what? Oh, so what? So what? You put yourself in Kanye West's shoes. This is the guy you've idolized. This is your mentor. Not only that, supposed to be your best friend. Guy once said, run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk you. It's supposed to be your brother. You invited him to a wedding, and you was, because you was in, you know, a fight with your perfect, quote-unquote, I'm doing the air quotes, your perfect wife with your, quote-unquote, perfect marriage, and the woman that you allegedly was fighting your wife or fighting your wife's sister in the elevator over was going to be present at the wedding, you didn't show up. And then you tried to use the old reality show bit. Well, I don't want to be filmed. Well, you know what? Kanye West would have made it so you didn't have to be filmed. Stop it. You see, people all the time, they don't sign release forms, and you go across their face, and their face is blurred out. Stop it. I don't buy it. You're too high and mighty with your high and mighty wife to not show up at your best friend's so-called biggest day of his life. That's when it first started. The second part of the downfall is this idea doesn't make any sense. And Kanye West feels as though this idea is not helping anyone except Jay-Z. And his executives get rich. Jay-Z and Beyonce is going to be dropping exclusive music. And Rihanna and stuff like that. That helps them. Kanye West is trying to remold his image into unselfishness. The reasoning for trying to get sneakers that were lower in value. You know, I know the ones he has out there now are $1 million to buy, but this Tidal stuff, Tidal, someone tell me what the hell it is. Tidal, Tidal, the $20 subscription every month. No one's paying that. They've already dropped out of the top 700 apps already, and Spotify, who's actually their competition, they've went up. They've actually gotten more business since Jay-Z's opened up this farce of a business that he's trying to use for streaming music. It's a farce. No one's buying that. And for all of you so-called Jay-Z supporters and Beyonce and oh, we just so much artistry in their music. And, well, did you buy it? Did you buy it? Did you put your money into it? Did you? If you didn't put your money into it, shut the fuck up. 646-595-4038. It's Hot Sugar. I'm your host, Evan Hollywood. And Dan Morrell is not with us tonight. Ari Good is off. I should be expecting my left-hand bitch, Miss O.D., shortly. Matter of fact, I think I have her with me. Hello?
Hey, hey, hey.
Miss O.D. is live here in the Sugar Dish with Hot Sugar. And you came right on time. We just finished going through, and we're going to have comments or any questions or any phone calls or any tweets. We welcome all. About your reactions to the Bruce Jenner interview, and that's what it's been. It's been roughly 24 hours. Since she came, Miss OD is what we call. We always kid with her and say she's the, you know, the female's female. So we know Miss OD is going to come on here and sing "Kumbaya" and say, "Oh, it's so
actually,
powerful and such
actually,
and such heroic for Bruce, right, Miss OD?"
I mean, not exactly like that. I was going to say I got my own pum pum. I don't got time to be worrying about his too.
So, Bruce, let's go over exactly what took place. We're going to get to the phone call shortly, but let's take place. 11 things that we learned from this interview. Like I was saying, telling people before, I wanted to go into the interview strictly not knowing what to expect. I didn't want to know what to do, but then 2 days prior, and I put that on the Hot Sugar Instagram, and you can follow us at IG_HotSugar, and I put a picture, a paparazzi caught a picture of Bruce Jenner, like 2 days away from him, and I saw the long hair, he was in a dress, I said, oh man, oh, well hell, I know what to expect now. This is really true. Even though I knew deep inside that what he was going to say, I wanted it to be, I don't know whether he's going to come on him and say, what are you, nuts? No, I'm not transgendering. No, I'm not switching genders. I wanted to feel as though, like, I didn't know what he was going to say. But after I saw that picture of him in a dress and in the women's shoes, I thought, oh, hell, this is for real. So what was your – did you see the interview?
I didn't. I DVR'd it.
Okay, and you haven't seen it yet. Well, you might as well not DVR it because we're going to blow it up tonight.
Okay.
So he first came in. Diane Sawyer asked him, plain and simply, are you a woman? And he said yes. For all intents and purposes, I am a woman, Jenner said. My heart and soul and everything I do in life. It is a part of me. That female side is who I am. In an emotional interview with Diane Sawyer on 2020, Jenner reveals his lifelong struggle with his gender identity, which goes back 30 years, according to him. Being a transgender woman and what's next in the interview. Jenner expressed preferences to be referred to by his given name and male pronouns, will continue to do so during coverage of the interview, and differences to his wishes. He said he refers to the woman as just simply her. And he said that her has been a part of him for pretty much his whole. He pretty much was living a lie his entire life. Even in the Olympics, he really didn't enjoy his Olympic accolades. You know, he tried to use the thing. All you know, when he was 7 years old, you know, he tried his mother's clothes on. This is where I disagree. I don't want to hear that. Because little boys growing up idolize their mom. What little boy has not played in his mother's closet and put a wig on or came out in her shoes? Dang, I don't want to hear that. To me,
you
that
mean
means
Empire.
Nothing.
That is not acceptable from niggas nowadays. That is not acceptable. You're getting your ass beat and thrown in a trash can.
Well, if Terrence Howard is your dad. But not in this day and age. No way. This day and age, you can't even. Listen, I'm going a little off track here, but I was watching films. You go back to some of these 70s and 80 films. They'd say the F word all through movies. You can't say that now. You can't say the F word in a movie now. You tell me the last time you've seen the F word in the movie. So, but back in the 70s, they said the F word all the time. And when they said it, they meant someone who was gay. But we'll go over with like this with Bruce Jenner. He said no, it was not a publicity move. People asked the question, was it for publicity? Everyone thought you were doing it to promote the show. He said
that show
no.
Don't need promotion. Not,
right.
Not enough for you to change your motherfucking gender. I mean, shit.
People were saying that they didn't think it was real. He wasn't really changing his gender. They just thought that he was doing that, you know, so people can watch the show, and then he was going to come up with a big, so, fool ya. I'm not really changing my gender. I'm just growing my hair out, or that was just rumors or what have you.
See, now that, if they would have done that for publicity, that would have ruined them. Lying about it, that would have totally
right.
Bull. All the transgender people would have came out.
Or not even lying about it. They really never confirmed it. That's the thing. So if they would have did that, what they would have said was, well, you guys came up with that conclusion. We never once said he was changing his gender. You know, you guys were hearing things, and because he's growing his hair longer and put on nail polish, you guys took upon yourself to say he was changing genders. Now, because they never did confirm it, however, I always thought that this was the truth. Just from little things, the people saying that they saw him going into the doctor's office to shave his, those word got out that he was shaving his part of his Adam apple off, so that couldn't be seen. So how do you feel? I'm not going to lie. When it first came on, I'm sitting here like, oh, can you believe this freak? He's going on 70 years old. He's got 10 kids. He's had 3 wives. And now he wants to come on here and say to everyone he's pretty much been fooling everyone this whole entire life. But honestly, by the time the interview was 20 minutes from being over, I actually started to feel a little sorry for Bruce Jenner.
Yes,
me.
It's a long time to be uncomfortable in your own skin.
Right, and I think that's pretty much what it was. I wasn't pretty much feeling sorry for him because he was, let's go over it now. He, according to him, he's not gay. He doesn't like men. He's
okay.
Attracted
now,
to women.
Now here is my, so, okay, but you had your feminine parts changed.
Right.
So now do you start dating lesbians?
That's pretty much what it is. He's pretty much going to date. He's attracted to women. He's not attracted to men, according to him. And he's pretty much going to, he just feels like he's a woman, and he's been a woman his whole entire life, or for 30 years plus, or what have you. And he's going to, you know, he's not going to date anyone right now. But when the time comes, he said he's attracted to women. So I'm guessing it's lesbian.
But now it would have to be lesbians that are into transgender individuals. It can't just be a regular lesbian, right? Like, what are the rules?
What are the transgender rules? Well, it could be. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. Since this interview, he could tell me all he wants about how I'm just going to get into me and focus on me. And within 2 months, Bruce Jenner will pop up with a girlfriend. 2 months. And she's going to be young. She's going to be half his age.
I wouldn't be surprised if there already is one that encouraged him to do this transition.
Possible. Because he revealed in the in the interview that he did have with the whole thing with the Kardashian house, or when he moved out of that house and moved into the Malibu house, he was having lesbians and female friends come over to that house, and they were doing dress-up parties. They were just putting on dresses. He had planned to do that transition back then. He also revealed that Kim caught him years ago in a dress.
Oh, really?
Yes, he said Kim caught him in a dress, and she was just kind of shocked, and she didn't say anything. And then he said she didn't speak to him for, you know, a few weeks, and then he said, you know, Kim, do you want to discuss this or what have you? And she said, I didn't really know if I was supposed to talk about this. And he pretty much told her, you know, it's, so Kim has known, he said, for years.
So now, okay, so wait. So now if he told her, do we really believe that Chris didn't know at all? Or does this now explain why she was always so cold to him on the show? Why she never included him in anything? Why it always looked like she was interested in everybody else except
right.
for him, but she knew what he was like already?
Right. Good question. I don't recall whether, I believe he told Chris pretty recently. I believe that Esther came up. And he said
see,
she was,
the,
and he
see,
said she was devastated.
I'm sorry, but see, now that's why Kim need to get her ass beat right there. You're not going to be my daughter and see your stepfather, my husband, dressed up in my motherfucking clothes in the closet and not tell me. And then y'all going to have the nerve to have a conversation about it?
How about this? Kylie and Kendall actually caught him too.
See, that's too much.
Kylie and Kendall, and I'm. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking around the time when he moved out of that house, he had told Chris. That's when I'm thinking he told Chris. Or that's when I'm thinking that Kim, because he said it was around that time, but while he was still in the house, is where Kim had actually saw him. So I'm thinking that when he moved out of that house was totally about her finding out, because she did not act like she wanted him in there at all. She didn't act like she wanted him there. Remember, she started emailing ex-boyfriend and stuff like that. So he did say that he loves Chris. He said, I've had a good life with Chris. And if she wasn't so, and he goes, and I really don't blame her, but if she wasn't so not good with it, we would probably still be together.
Now, how the fuck would that not be, Chill, so you mean I'm supposed to be walking around with you on my motherfucking arm, and we supposed to be dressed alike, both in dresses? But then again, she be wearing suits and shit, so now is she going to come out and go get a ding-dong put on? They come through
with me.
Oh,
man. So
my life out.
I'm looking at a tweet here. I guess it's a joke. Someone in the chat room, we thank you for checking in, Bubba from the Backwoods Show. He said, I was caught in a dress. I'm not even going to read that.
You know what? And even if you were caught in a dress, nobody's judging you. If you wanted to dress the fuck up, fine. You wanted to dress up. But don't live
right.
70 years with another woman and make her think that she's your fucking everything. And then you come out later on talking about, yeah, by the way, all this time it's been me ripping your pantyhose. What?
Right. He said that Kylie and Kendall kept on, you know, they had one of those little security things on, like if someone comes into your room, the computer flashes on, because Kendall thought that Kylie was stealing clothes from her.
And it was her fucking dad? Oh, my God. I'm too through. I am too through. Good night and good luck. What the fuck?
646-595-4038. Bruce Jenner.
I'm saying, OB, you couldn't go to the store and buy your own moo-moo?
Oh, my God.
You get one little sundress?
Right.
I want to know
not
what the fuck you were stealing from that little girl's closet, because she's like thick, skinny, any goddamn way. What was you stealing from her?
Right.
What would you take? I want to know what you took.
I don't think he took their dresses, but what happened was, I think he was trying on a dress, and he said that Kylie and Kendall's room is the only room with a full-length mirror. And he went in there, took him to the mirror, and then their security system came on, because as soon as someone comes into your opens your closet, Kendall's computer switches on. Then she came back later and watched the tape,
now,
or
like
watched
you know,
the computer, found out
it was a
problem.
You got a camera to watch your closet. In case niggas are stealing your shit. Not your house. Not your surroundings. But your motherfucking closet. security camera comes on.
646-595-4038. Joseph Tanner is in the chat room. Let's see what he's going to say. His whole take on it. I'm going to get to take his phone call soon. We'll be taking a phone call on this whole thing. What about Bruce Jenner? I saw a lot of support for him online last night. Lady Gaga sent her support out. But then we also had some people who were not very supportive. And, of course, Bruce's family came and came to his rescue or what have you. So we'll get back to that. There's a lot of stuff we have to cover. As I went to before, we'll get back to Bruce because everyone wants to talk about it. I went to before Kanye West removed all of his, what is this thing? Tidal or title? What is it called? Title? This application that Jay-Z has, T-I-D-A-L, I guess it's Tidal. Tidal, whatever the hell it's called. Well, Kanye West removed all of his tweets and Instagram pictures about Tidal.
Where? He said, I don't
want
your friend anymore.
And, right, and the thing is this, and we talked about this back when Kanye got married. This friend, and then someone also, a PR rep, tweeted this to me in my DM box. I'm not going to blow her up. And she said, Heaven, let's be frank. I'm reading the DM. Let's be frank. This friendship has been deteriorating for years. Okay. They've only been seen together maybe two times in the last, since Kanye's been married.
Oh, my God.
And what did I say when I stood here on this show when Jay-Z did not show up at that wedding? I said, Kanye West is going to take this to his grave. And that is exactly the tweet that I was reading. Jay-Z, listen, Kanye West made a record about you, bro. He made a record called Big Brother, where he was an ode to Jay-Z. I don't give a damn if it's getting filmed. I don't give a damn if he's marrying Griselda the Hunt. You are to be at that wedding. You are to be. That is the biggest day of this man's life. And I don't care if Beyonce don't want to go. I don't care if Rachel Ray was there, who you allegedly was. That's the reason why you got jazz beat in the elevator by Solange a week prior, because this woman was there over this woman, and she happened to be at the wedding as one of Kim's one of Kim's bridal parties. My bottom line, and then I don't want to hear the excuse about you don't want to be filmed. You know what? You have to eat that for a couple of hours.
But you know what, though? That makes sense why in all the pictures that you see Kim with Beyonce always looked like she don't want to get too close with her. She don't want to talk to
her.
She was knowing it was coming. She knew it was coming. That's that pillow talk. Like, yo, B, you know we about to dead them niggas, right?
I just think, so now, my thing is this. And the girl even told me in the DM, she said, the whole thing about the filming was BS because Kanye, as soon as Jay-Z brought it up, Kanye was already, he would have made adjustments so Jay-Z did not have to be filmed. First of all, the whole wedding wasn't even filmed anyway. They didn't even show the whole wedding on TV.
He don't even like paparazzi.
Right. Second of all, if Jay-Z told him, well, you know what, but I just don't want to be filmed, there is no way Kanye would have said, oh, sorry, bro, it's being filmed, but I guess you can't come. Okay. The lady said, what I was told was he was going to make adjustments for that a long time ago. Whether it is, you know, the camera skirts across him very quickly, with his face blurred. I've seen that plenty of times on the Kardashians. I've seen people who did not sign release forms to be shown on TV. And if Jay-Z doesn't sign a release form, they can't show him on TV. They'll get sued. So if I've seen people who did not have release forms and the camera screwed across their face, which just the face was blurred. The other thing is, all right, you know what? If it has to be filmed, I understand. I just can't be the best man. But I will definitely be there.
Exactly.
I will definitely be. I'll sit in the nosebleed seat.
Word. So find you a corner to sit in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
support the man in his wedding. And then when I was telling that to people, no, this, that, and the other, and that is, that's one of, so this whole Tadao thing, now the second thing of why Kanye is the word is out that this thing is starting to flop already. It hasn't even been a month since they released it. It's dropped out of the top 700 apps. So it's already on pace now to lose money. And Kanye West allegedly made the comment of, this is not really helping anyone except Jay-Z and the executives. You know, so he seems as though like he wants to get out of it. Because he's saying it doesn't really help him. You know, what I was getting from this person was, this is a thing that, and by the way, Spotify, who they are in competition with, their sales have went up. Their viewership has went up since the release of this,
oh,
this,
yeah,
title.
Oh, yeah.
So they're saying, hey, come here and get this music for free. You cannot, we're not paying $20. You can pay the $20. You know,
because I don't want to pay the dollar to have commercial-free Pandora. What the fuck makes you think they're going to spend that much to have Tidal? Come on.
Exactly. That's a good point. Because I know I don't do it. Ah, that's all right. I have the commercials. I don't want to even pay the $5. $2. No, nah, that's all right. I'll listen to the commercials. Only a couple of seconds anyway. Oh, man. 646-595-4038. Kylie Jenner and Blac Chyna.
Listen to
they
me.
Have been going
listen
at it all week.
Blac Chyna is going to find a way to drag her ass. I'm telling you, she is going to find a way.
They have been going at it. If you look across, and we'll get to the phone calls. If you look across the Hot Sugar timeline, and that's IG_HotSugar, we've been on fire this week. Matt Barnes came for us, but, you know, we sent him back. So if you look at the timeline, it was Tiger putting out a subliminal tweet a couple of days ago about just move on with your life. You know, not mentioning her name, but we all know who he's talking about. Just give it up, go on with your life. Give it up already or something like that, he put on his tweet. So within 10 minutes, Blac Chyna releases text messages from Tiger. I think it was roughly either the day before or
listen,
maybe even the same day.
By Kylie.
Saying how he wants Blac Chyna back. He wants to be a family again. Can he come see her and talk about it? He wants to be with her again. So Blac Chyna puts that out there, you know, and to basically say, you're going to tell me go on with my life. But just yesterday, you was begging for us to get back together. She also keeps putting this tweet that says, 4 months, I'm waiting. Now, 4 months, ironically, is when Kylie turns 18. So we don't know what that 4 months I'm waiting is for. What is the moment she turns 18? Is she gonna go drag her down the street? I don't get it.
No, but you know what though? I could see her finding out where she's having her birthday celebration, showing up with a group of people and fucking it up. Just standing there staring at the bitch with her resting bitch face, just to make her uncomfortable.
Oh. Now, it was also something that was going around saying, well, Tiger had said something about he's going to get, you know, get it, everything back to normal in 4 months or something like that. So she, they were saying it was something like along those lines. However, Tiger, after she releases that those text messages, Tiger pops up with a tattoo with Kylie's name on it. And now he has, and you know, that's something that kids and teenagers do. Well, prove to me it's real. Get a tattoo of me on you. You know she made him do that.
Prove to me you're not fucking with her. Send out a tweet
right.
That says, move on with your life.
Right. That sounds like stuff that he'll, you know, put it out there. Or say, so then, you know, because, you know, as soon as she sees those text messages, she comes back to him and says, well, she's got text messages of you saying, then he goes, oh, you know, I don't want to be with her. I don't want to be with her. That's the mother of my kids. Well, but prove to me it's real. Get a tattoo. And then he goes and gets one to shut her up. Because he knows something like that. She's a child. Something like that would shut her. A real bitch would be like, that don't mean nothing. A real bitch not even going to take you saying in front of her, I don't want to fuck with you no more. because a cheater, as soon as you leave, he's just going to call her and say, oh, you know, I just did that because she was on my neck.
Yep.
So that doesn't even work anymore. But a child mentality is going to say, he can't possibly not be fucking with her because he got a tattoo of me on his body. So... Those two are going at it, up and down Instagram and Twitter. We also had, what else? This week was full of garbage. 646-595-4038. 305 area code. You're on Hot Sugar. It's Heaven Hollywood and Miss O.D.
What's going on, people? How y'all doing?
Hello?
Cobra Commander, what's the deal?
You know the deal. I got two comments, and I'm going to stay in my lane. One, I'm going to start off with Kanye. I'm going to go before that. Before the wedding, even when that
right.
man proposed to that chick, you supposed to have been there, his dude. You his dude.
Right.
The family there, you part of his family.
Right.
You supposed to have been there. But the thing about it, the show not show up, Kanye loved that man so much. If that man said, I'm not showing up to this wedding because there's a camera, it wouldn't have been, that motherfucker would have had it underground for him to show up.
Right. I agree. Totally agree.
The point of the fact is he could have been in a sub in the water and had a wedding. He would have done it. Because that's his man.
Right.
But the point of the fact is, Jay-Z is that dude, and that Kendall thing, I'm be like, real. I'm agreeing with my man. That don't benefit nobody, but let's be real. You saw how he did Dane.
Yep.
So what makes him different?
And that's another thing, Cobra.
Dane was his man for the streets.
Right. And I'll tell you one thing, Cobra, not interrupting you, but that's another thing that's been weighing on that friendship. Kanye still fucks with Dane.
Exactly. Because Dame is the genius. I don't give a fuck what you say. Dame is the man that made Kanye to make that money. So when you
right.
got problems, you need some money help, you go to,
mm-hmm.
Dame is like Hudden. You go to Hudden. He helps
right.
you with your money.
Right.
And so that's another issue. And the last thing about this dude, you know he been talking to Diddy about joining Diddy Crew, too.
Oh, Kanye, yes. Come at matter
he
of fact.
He talking to Diddy.
Diddy did an announcement. Kanye is officially one of the hitmen.
Exactly.
Stevie J, that clown from Love and Hip Hop.
Which I don't know what the hell. He must suck Diddy dick to get that dog. What the hell?
D Dot, you know, the old guy, D Dot Angeletti.
Mm-hmm.
There's another guy, and Kanye is now the fourth hitman.
Exactly. So now he went back to Diddy. And you know Diddy's that dude, and Diddy is loyal. One thing I will get Diddy. Diddy better rob your ass, but he is loyal. He robbing me like, you know what? We be cool later on.
I'm
trying
to get off of shit. I have a loyal thief.
I might be a thief, but I'm a loyal thief.
For real, Diddy give you one of them 50-year contracts. You know that first album you drop. You know that first album, everything you make belong to me. So don't even look at the first album. Let's go to the second one. You get your money, D.
Bruce Jenner reaction, Cobra Commander.
Okay, Bruce Jenner.
I'm going to reaccept my position. Miss O.D.
Okay.
said she doesn't really, I don't think Miss O.D. really has a, she has to sit down and watch the interview or what have you. She doesn't really have a point in it, but she's a little confused by the whole I'm don't want to be a woman, but I'm attracted to women. Me, I have to go in and say that when I first go to the interview, I'm like, this clown, this fruitcake, this. But by the time it was about 10:40, I did start to feel a little sorry for him, because only because I'm thinking of people who suffer and go and blow their heads off because they can't be themselves, whether it's gay, whether it's weirdo, whether it's they're around a bunch of black people and they like skateboarding, whether it's, you know, they like airwalks and, you know, you're in the hood. I mean, whether it's a disability, whatever the case may be. That's where I start thinking. That's where I start saying, you know what? Maybe I'll lay off Bruce Jenner. What was your thought?
I'm gonna be real with you, and it's being honest. I was like you. I watched the whole thing because my girl made me one. I said, I'll watch it with you. But by the end of the thing, I kind of felt sorry for dude, because no one should be uncomfortable in their own skin. But on the other
That's
hand, I just had a problem. I have a problem because, you know, he was the Wheaties dude. That's like literally Mike Tyson coming out and said, I want a pair of titties and pussy tomorrow. What? It's literally he was the man's man, and all of a sudden you want to go full vag now.
Yeah, so what I said, so Cobra Commander, how about this, and Miss O.D.?
Can you really be mad, though? He's still into women. Like, I'm not
mad about that, Miss O.D., but I'm going to be real with you. Shit, Chris been fucking him this long, he might as well get a coochie.
Listen, I'm going to do this. We're all into change. This is all about change. Let's start a petition. Let's get Bruce Jenner off of the Wheaties box and on to the Fruit Loops box, 646-595-4038.
I eat Fruit Loops. No, I eat Fruit Loops. If you want to get him off the box, get him off the Wheaties box and put him on a box of Veggie Shield.
Really quickly, before we go to our next call, Cobra Man, do you have any thought on this Kylie Jenner and Blac Chyna? I'll tell you something. I never was really into Blac Chyna. But see, that's a fine bitch, man.
Well, I'm gonna go old school on you, man. Blac Chyna ain't my cup of tea, but her mama's fine as hell. I'm 41 years old. Her mama's true. Mama's true. Okay, but my comment on this is, this nigga's playing the game.
He's very smart,
she's very business smart. But this nigga's playing the game, and I'm going to tell you how this nigga's playing the game. Blac Chyna is instigating this fight. I'm going to put a little buzz in your ear. Y'all think about it on this one. This nigga's career is dying. He Cash Money pretty much just gave up on that nigga.
Absolutely.
So what's the best way you can make controversy to get on to the hottest chicks on the scene? You tell your girl, listen, bitch, I'm going to go ahead and fuck with this Kardashian girl, make it obscene. You keep arguing with this hoe, we're going to make our name come up together.
Really?
You feel me? Once that 4 months up and this bitch turn 18 and I get all hot and bothered for me, I dump her on the national platform and say she all type of hoes. I go home to you, and now we look like you the happy woman that made me stay home. Now, I'm hot, you hot, and we can go do our business. It's a business move, nigga. Stop, please.
Interesting. Cobra Commander, man. We want to thank you.
Shout out
what you're doing on Dollhouse Radio.
Now, I'm still on Vamp City and everything. Could hit me up on, like I said, Cobra Commander. I'm the reigning king of don't give a fuck. Fuck you and your
my man, Cobra Commander, thanks for checking in with us on Hot Sugar, 646-595-4038. Miss O.D., what do you think of that? I can't say I agree with that, but it's interesting. He pretty much thinks it's a scam. He pretty much thinks it's a plan.
First of all, that's something way too serious to be a scam, like to play with.
Right.
You're gone too far now, Max. You're gone too far. Like, you're doing too much. Like,
but it is interesting. It's an interesting take.
No,
of him thinking that she is still going to be around. This is, so what? So you think that it's just, it is what it is. He's. Do you think he's in love with Kylie?
I think he likes her. I think he's enjoying it. I mean,
right.
A small part of me thinks that. It's possible maybe they might have had a discussion about it, like, because they all about their business right now. All right, so you go mess with them Kardashians because they getting their people up. Whoever fucks with them gets their name on the map.
Right.
So you go do that. But at the same time, like, come on, y'all got to get together. Like, that's too much to play with, though.
6465 4038 405 area code. You are on Hot Sugar with Heaven Hollywood and Ms. O.D.
Hello, Heaven.
Wagwan.
How about you? Wow, I've got an echo.
Yeah, an echo? Oh, we'll try to get rid of that. How you doing today? Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Greg.
Greg, how you doing, brother?
Oklahoma.
Hey, Greg, I remember.
Hello, Miss Vamp.
How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay,
now,
my question is,
is Blac Chyna a younger version of Kanye?
Is Blac Chyna
trying to get the shock factor out there because he's going after Kylie?
Right. So, is Blac Chyna a younger version of Kanye West? Well, no, I wouldn't say she. I don't say she's a younger version of Kanye West because Tiger's going after Kylie. I don't really get that connection. You may have to explain that to me.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I'm actually thinking of Tiger.
Oh, okay. So is Tiger a younger version of Kanye West? No.
My bad. I'm sorry.
I understand. Now I get the question. I wouldn't say he's a younger version of Kanye West. I wouldn't really compare those two. I just believe that Tiger, I'm going to tell you guys what I think. I believe that Cobra Commander was half right. His career's dying. Young Money's kicked him to the curb. Kylie is the young 17-year-old, kind of rebellious, the young one that he can mold and manipulate before she turns 18. I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen. I believe Tyga is going to drop a baby in that young girl.
Oh, my gosh, don't say that. Don't you dare.
I mean, he might say that, but I think it's opposite. I mean, I think actually Kylie is smarter than what you guys think.
Okay. Well,
why do you
I
say
hope
that?
So, Greg. I'm going to be honest with you. I happen to like Kylie. I think Kylie is, as I look at her pictures, at first I thought it was Kendall. When I look at your pictures, I think Kylie is like Kim in waiting.
Yes.
I think Kylie, because she's built like Kim, her face, she makes facial expressions like Kim, and I believe she is Kim in waiting. And Kim knows it.
And
so,
that's the problem.
Right.
Everybody thinks it's a Kim clone, but she is her own person.
Okay. Well, you could be, and Greg, and I think that you could be right, and I'm going to tell you something. I hope you are right, because I've been tweeting all week, Kylie. I'm tweeting to Kylie. Now Kylie's never answered one of my tweets. Kendall has, Kylie hasn't. I think every single Kardashian has answered me or tweeted me back at some point, except Kylie. And because I'm telling Kylie, Kylie, get out of this while you still can. This guy is a joke. He's trying to use you for your name. He's trying to use you for status, probably for money, because, you know, he's saying, oh, he's been friends with Kylie since she's been 13, 14 years old. So you've been lusting over this girl since 13 or 14, and at that time you were probably 19 or 20.
You nailed it on the head.
Yep. So this guy has been plotting this, and he wants to be the come-up on the contest. This is what I'm saying. Everyone, and this is why I bash everyone that bashes the Kardashians. You may not like what they do or how they do it, but everyone wants to come up on the Kardashians, whether they're talking about them, whether they're dating them, whether they used to date them, and they got to keep reminding you that they used to date them, because they're the names that's been in everyone's mouths for the past 7 years. And if you have anything to do with the Kardashians, you're going to be relevant in the media world.
Bingo.
So, you know, this guy is playing on the, because like I said, she's the youngest, she's the most vulnerable, and hopefully, Greg, you're absolutely right. I hope Kylie is smarter than what people think, because this guy is going to try to make her. You remember that bum that came up on my ex-wife, Britney Spears, that K-Fed? He did the same exact thing. He had to come up off of Britney. He got Britney pregnant, ended up marrying Britney. God, I hope it doesn't go that far. Greg, talk me off the ledge.
No, I mean, that's true.
I met you
guys years. Baiting and leading everybody to, hey, me and her are going to hook up.
Right.
And it's a wasted amount of time if Kylie is smart.
I hope you're right, Greg. Great phone call, 646-595-4038. What do you got to say, Ms. O.D.? Me and Greg, we're on the same page.
That's just too far. I really hope that's not the case. I really just hope that's not the case.
By this guy texting his baby mama back and forth, he's not that into Kylie. I'm telling you.
Of course. Exactly. Which is why I'm saying I understand if you're just a dirtbag in the sense of being a dirtbag. Okay, fine. You saw an opportunity to come up, and you decided to mess with this little girl. Come on, little girls commit suicide off shit like that.
646-595-4038. Joseph Tanner is going to take us home this week.
Hello.
352 area code. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, Joseph.
Hello.
Hello there, Evan and Ms. O.D.
Joseph,
welcome back.
I'm on the hotline today. The hotline.
Great show tonight. Although it would be even better if India, Morrell, and Ariel Ari Good were on tonight.
Yep, they're not here tonight. They're handling other business, but me and Miss O.D. held it down.
Everybody's allowed a sick day.
I miss them. But I also miss OG too. And to answer one of your topics, I'm a little shocked at Bruce
Jenner. Yeah, I knew you were going to comment on Bruce.
little
shocked, huh?
Bruce,
not the same Bruce that was running in the decathlon, right?
All I can say is I'm not sure if I'm ever going to be able to be eating Wheaties any time soon.
Aww.
That's why I might eat Honey Nut Cheerios or Frosted Mini Wheaties from now on, but I'm not so sure about Wheaties.
Oh, my goodness.
And all I can say is, Bruce, if you're going to, if you want to have a sex change, go ahead. Just don't end up like that gay murder victim in Wyoming, Matthew Shepard.
And really quickly, Joseph, what happened there?
He got murdered for being gay.
Yeah, that's what we don't want to happen.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you have this crazy hip-hop guy, Eminem, mentioning songs with gays and having the gay people come. Attacking him.
Six, right.
2, 4, 6, 8, Eminem is 8.
Well, right. Joseph, thank you for the call. This is a great show. I mean, this is a topic that we can go on and on about. You know, keep an eye on this whole Kylie situation, but I'm going to leave you with this. I truly believe that this guy is trying to wiggle his way into this Kardashian family. If you notice, Kylie is now, he's now gotten Kylie out of that house. Kylie's now in her own house. She just purchased her, and I guarantee you, if he isn't already, Tiger will be moving into that house.
Yeah, I've already seen rumors and pictures where they say that it seems like they're living together.
Kylie, what are you doing? I do believe that because he has been, and here's another dynamic, Ms. O.D. Remember, about 6 months ago or a year ago, you were seeing Kim and Blac Chyna in every picture together, like they were BFFs.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I think Blac Chyna was at Kanye. I believe she was at Kim's wedding.
Together. Even Kylie and Kendall and Blac Chyna with Kim, like they would all go out as a group and get their nails done and take pictures
right.
and selfies. So I that's why I'm saying I feel like this is just too crazy if they fit in all of that up, like scheming together. That is crazy.
I don't think they're setting up. I truly believe that Tiger is plotting on the Kylie thing because, listen, let's be honest. Blac Chyna is a stripper. She's worth $500,000, I believe I saw on that. Kylie Jenner is worth millions. Okay? So maybe Tiger.
What are you going to do, though? You're going to get her pregnant and end up paying her money. What the fuck is wrong with niggas? Are you fucking serious?
I'm telling you, Miss O.D., he's going to marry her. He's going to marry her.
Oh, my God.
He's going to ask this woman to marry him. Well, not a woman yet, but I'm telling you, they're going to get engaged because Kylie's on the mindset of she has to one-up Blac Chyna. She has to one-up Blac Chyna. That's that childish mentality. Yeah, you may have a kid together, but I got the engagement ring.
Facts.
Going through all this for Tiger.
Now, if this was Trey Songz, I'd be like, honey, fight for your nigga. I'm just saying. You fight. All your life you had to fight. You fight some more, bitch. You fight and you fight. But
really quickly, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. It only took a couple of weeks for it to happen. Ariana Grande and Big Sean broke up. Knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Big Sean blames it on Ariana Grande being immature, and so that, and Ariana Grande basically blames it on Big Sean for saying that, you know, the things he does, he went too far with a song called, where he mentioned a line about billion-dollar pussy. I don't know what exactly that line was. I'll have to look it up. But if you recall, Ariana Grande is very close with her dad, and her dad kind of checked Big Sean on social media last week. And then 2 days later, on the grid, also on the hats of the whole Justin Bieber thing, the whole, you know, Justin Bieber coming on stage and grabbing Ariana Grande from behind, Big Sean took to Twitter. He didn't like that, told Justin to keep his hands to himself. Later on, he went on and said that he thought that Ariana set that up, that he thought that Ariana did that, you know, on purpose. to hurt him. So he said something about, you know how he says in that line, "I give her that D," and that's because that's how I said that he said that in the Kanye song. So he tweeted, "I give her that D," and then Ariana Grande's father, what he's doing on Twitter, I have no idea, said, "I sure hope that D stands for Detroit, Sean." So, and Ariana Grande's dad has been on record, well, not on record, but it's been known from people that he did not really agree with Ariana Grande being with Big Sean. Yep. And he didn't really agree with her being with Big Sean. He said that he didn't like his whole persona. His persona as a playboy, you know, he had his junk on the internet before. So I think that had a lot to do with it as well. But I also think that her record, people got in her ear, management or whatever, and said, "Listen, this guy is already talking about going on tour with you. And now when you got Justin Bieber, one of the biggest stars, one of the five biggest stars in the world, if Justin Bieber grabs you, you let him grab you. This is Justin Bieber."
No,
this is Justin
fuck that.
Bieber. I don't care if Big Sean, what Big Sean has to say. Justin Bieber grabs you around your waist. You have now got all of Justin Bieber's fans screaming, which is what happened. Justin Bieber don't.
Now you got
Justin Bieber don't want Ariana Grande.
Fans are
going to want
to kill your ass. That's what you got. A bunch of death threats. Don't listen to this man. He will have you shot and killed. Don't fucking listen to this man. You better listen.
Listen, if Justin Bieber wants to grab me around my ass, I'll let him. We'll see y'all next week. It's Hot Sugar. I'm Heaven Hollywood for Miss OD. We'll be having back Ari Good and, of course, and Dan Morrell next week. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter. Miss OD is Ms_OD. And follow me. I'm at Heaven Hollywood. And follow Hot Sugar, guys, Instagram. On Instagram, it's IG_HotSugar. We are on fire this week. Matt Barnes is coming from our neck, but, you know, we took care of Matt. But we'll get into all that stuff next. We'll get into everybody that's gunning for a Hot Sugar Instagram already, and it's only been, you know, 2 weeks. All we're doing is reporting. You know, we're just reporting, Miss OD. We're not out here creating this news. Your celebrities are creating the news for us. You make it really easy, actually. You know, when you're going out there and you're putting your business out on Twitter and Instagram, you don't expect us to report it? And then you want to blame us because we put it out there? It's out there.
And sometimes
if you don't want
here, we understand
yeah.
that. We're sensitive to that. But, you know, like you said, we're doing our job.
Right. We're just doing our job. We are media. We report. We report what's out there. That's what bloggers do. That's what websites do. There would be nothing to report if you didn't do nothing. So instead of tweeting Matt Barnes and tweeting to and blasting Gloria on Twitter and blasting the mother of your kids and your ex-wife on Twitter and on Instagram, call her up, Matt. Call her up next time. We'll see everybody next week.
Night-night.